Noi avem încă norocul să ne închinăm la aceste comori. Uitați ce se întâmplă la alții. Astăzi este lupta împotriva lui Dumnezeu. Numai că ei nu știu, globaliștii, că Dumnezeu nu poate să fie învins, nu poate să fie înlocuit. Este practic o criză spirituală astăzi. Este lupta Arhanghelului Mihail cu Satana.
You are looking at the next president of Romania. Or I should say, he was supposed to be. You will not believe what the globalist powers that be just did, intervening in the name of saving democracy. I've got the whole report, and I'm going to show you exactly why these liberal tyrants are absolutely doomed to failure. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, and we're going to see what liberal globalist elites are doing to desperately try to stop the rise of a new civilizationalist Romania. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's dive right in. Meet the so-called far-right Romanian presidential candidate, Calin Georgescu, a traditionalist populist whose candidacy was considered so extreme and fringe that the EU-controlled legacy media completely ignored him if they weren't busy mocking him. In fact, he was so dismissed that there were no cameras to greet him when he cast his vote. Only his own social media team was there. But like President Trump, Georgescu bypassed the legacy media and he spoke to the Romanian people directly through TikTok and other social media outlets, where the videos celebrating the return of Orthodox civilization and denouncing Brussels and NATO went super viral. And then, to the shock of the European establishment, he did the unthinkable. On November 24th, Georgescu surged into the number one spot in the first round of the Romanian presidential elections. It was a stunning upset that once again reminded the world of not only the rise of a new media, but also the rise of a new conservative civilizationalist force that was taking over the world. Georgescu found himself now in a runoff election with an establishment-approved liberal globalist candidate, and all the polls projected that he would win handily. And then something even more shocking happened. A stunning decision from Romania's Supreme Court. The November 24th election was officially annulled, and the runoff election scheduled for December canceled. And you won't believe why. In moments of emergency, you don't have time to hesitate. Whether you're deep in the wild hunting or living off the grid, you need to be prepared for anything life throws your way. That is why you need the Wellness Company's Field Emergency Kit. It's the most robust, personal, urgent care, giving you the edge when seconds count. Packed in an IP67 military-grade, waterproof, and dustproof case, this kit isn't just built tough, it's built to save lives. Inside, you'll find life-saving antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitic, non-addictive pain relief, and even a generic EpiPen for critical allergic reactions. With over 60 conditions covered, this kit stands ready when medical help is miles away or simply not an option. Each kit includes an 85-page medical guide written by the Wellness Company's medical board, guiding you step-by-step to handle emergencies with confidence. Designed for adventurers, survivalists, and anyone who refuses to leave their safety to chance, gear up with the Field Emergency Kit today, because when the unexpected happens, you won't just survive, you'll conquer it. Click the link below or use code TURLEY to save up to $180. If you're the man of the house, this is the perfect gift to ask for this holiday. Digital gift cards are available. Click on that link below right now. Romania's highest court accused Russia, yes, Russia, of meddling in their elections. This after Romania's current sitting president, Klaus Ioannis, declassified a series of documents compiled by intelligence services that allege Georgescu's abrupt rise in popularity had not been, quote, a natural outcome, but rather was the result, I kid you not, It was the result of Russian actors artificially manipulating and exploiting TikTok's algorithm. Georgescu's popularity, of course, could not be accounted for by his old, antiquated political platform. Who believes in that nonsense? Of course not, because Romania's EU-approved legacy media deemed it unworthy of attention and approval. No, his rise, therefore, must have been artificial, because we, the establishment, have deemed it so. It had to have been the result of something else, like nefarious forces, you know, manipulating TikTok's algorithms. We don't know how you do it, but we know they did it. Now, after that stunning announcement from the court, Georgescu, of course, publicly decried the decision, saying that the Romanian state had just trampled democracy underfoot. In many respects, it was, as he said, a coup d'etat. It wasn't simply a court decision. It was a dictate instituted by unelected officials subordinated to political orders coming straight from Brussels. By contrast, their current president, the liberal globalist Ioannis, well, he, of course, was delighted with the court decision. After all, we don't want Vladimir Putin controlling our elections, do we? Now, for their part, the Eurocrats in Brussels, the supposed global defenders of democracy, aren't saying a word. Not a peep. The European Commission has avoided the matter entirely. A presidential election has just been nullified and canceled by unelected bureaucrats, and the Eurocrats in Brussels are completely silent. No inquiry into the ruling, no investigation, nothing. So when all is said and done, this really is Romania's version of their own Russian collusion hoax. But it's actually gone so far as to empower globalist-minded courts with the support of both Romania's government and the bullies in Brussels to actually go so far as to cancel a presidential election, the outcome of which they were not approving of. In the name of saving democracy, they are nullifying and canceling the people's right to vote. You literally cannot make this stuff up. And the outrage over the cancellation is being shared by the Romanian Orthodox Church in particular. The Archbishop of Tomis, His Eminence Teodosi, has expressed his full support for Georgescu as a man who was sent by God for such a time as this. And a petition calling for the restoration of free and fair elections in Romania has already amassed over 1 million signatures in the span of just 3 days. But thus far, as I'm sure you expected, officials have completely ignored such calls. Far from it. They've doubled down on this absurdity and have now announced that they are launching an investigation into Georgescu's campaign. And I have no doubt that they will manage somehow to find whatever it is they're looking for. Unfortunately, as things stand, the sinister web behind this whole situation is getting even more intricate. Intelligence expert Mike Benz is arguing that NATO has a particular interest in suppressing this election, precisely because Romania is a major weapons transshipment point from all CIA and UK arms that are warehoused in Pakistan. It's the same warehouse that supplied weapons to the Syrian rebels, the HTS, who've now taken over Syria, but that same warehouse is shipping weapons and arms to Ukraine via Romania. And NATO cannot allow a pro-Russian, pro-Orthodox, pro-traditionalist, anti-NATO, anti-war, anti-EU president to take power. And so they basically pulled their own version of the Colorado Supreme Court, you know, that kicked Trump off the presidential ballot. Again, citing something, anything they think will justify such actions. Now, all of this points to a modern globalist phenomena we often talk about on this channel, known as virtual politics. Virtual politics is a deceptive perception of the political order pushed by the establishment and amplified by the legacy media. So it involves basically fabricating the notion that our politics are perfectly moral. Our politics are perfectly fair, perfectly democratic. They always abide by the rule of law, while in reality, everything in our political life, all of it always operates in accordance with what benefits the permanent political class. That, in a nutshell, is virtual politics. And again, we see it here in the United States. Russian collusion in 2016 is true, but Hunter Biden's laptop is false. Nothing more than Russian disinformation, right? Burning down cities across the nation back in the summer of 2020, perfectly legitimate expression of democratic concerns, racism, racism, while a group of unarmed protesters storming the Capitol building is the single greatest threat to our republic since 9/11. Hillary Clinton deleting classified and subpoenaed emails, well, that was just a simple and understandable mistake. While President Trump handling of classified information, well, that's the single greatest national security threat we've ever faced. You see, that's virtual politics. It's a scripted, choreographed performance that cloaks the establishment's power behind the veneer of Democrat virtue. The good news is that the whole house of globalist cards is collapsing. You helped do that on November 5th. With the rise of the new Trump administration, the EU and NATO simply are not going to have the kind of institutional and administrative cover and support they need to keep pulling off nonsense like this. And if that's true, if the EU and NATO are indeed poised to be significantly weakened in the days ahead, then one thing we can be sure of, Romania's Orthodox civilizational resurgence will not be far behind.